This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. May I introduce you to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen doing the introductions in this hour of the DJV show, where we pick a lot of things that are happening and we talk about things that are happening, and then we tell you what we think about things that are happening, and then when the mistakes are made by any one of us, we clarify whatever it is that we think you should know. And sometimes there's a disagreement among us as to how to clarify or interpret things that are being said or done. Jennifer, let's see if we can cause some trouble. What do you have
always
that we can agree or disagree with?
Well, one of the big stories this week, which has not gotten a lot of attention because of the book from Bob Woodward and because of the hearing with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, but something that has kind of trickled out about the Mueller investigation, and that is that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has maybe eased up slightly. That's according to reporting from the New York Times. They say that he is just going to accept answers to written questions when it comes to President Trump's interview with investigators. This is a pretty big break for Trump. He will accept written answers from the president on questions about whether or not his campaign conspired with Russia's election interference. And so that's a big win for the president, whose lawyers really wanted to keep President Trump out of the hot seat and interviewing in person with Robert Mueller, which they called a perjury trap. Now, there was an omission from that letter. There was no mention about the obstruction of justice element of this investigation. So people are trying to speculate this week whether or not that means Mueller's moving away from obstruction, or if he's going to try to subpoena the president to actually sit in front of him to answer questions about potential obstruction of justice charges. So, again, small win for the president, but part two, the other shoe to drop, has not yet come, and I think it's not a huge surprise. I don't think that there has been a lot of evidence about Russia conspiracies, and so for me, I think the greatest thing that the president has to worry about is whether or not Robert Mueller is going to think that the president was trying to obstruct justice when it comes to things like firing James Comey to try to, as his critics would say, push him off investigating about Russia's interference.
Well, there are a lot of things, a lot of reasons that Trump shouldn't be testifying before Mueller, and maybe one of them is the fact that he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and therefore he often says things that it's the old stick your foot in your mouth routine. Chewing on shoe leather is never very tasty. And so in his circumstance, because he does fly off the handle, or he says things, too many extemporaneous things that are bound to get him into trouble, he's best to stay away from that kind of a situation unless he is completely scripted, and that seems to be almost impossible for him. Stay away, leave him. There's no ego here to be satisfied. There's nothing good to come out of this for Trump anyway. The Trump haters would probably love it, but this is a recipe for disaster. Keep him away from anything like this, because he just can't control himself. And he says stuff he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Oftentimes, there are examples on top of examples of people on his staff trying to manage him to keep him away from the dangers of a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week cycle of news. You know, the guy goes to the bathroom, let's make a big story out of that. And it's become foolish. It has, but that reality is there. And sometimes we have tolerance for some stuff and we don't have tolerance for other stuff, I think. And one of the things, I was thinking about tolerance, actually, have you ever, think about that word. Think about words in the English language that really sound like what they mean. And for me, tolerance is one of those words. It is a word that sounds like what it means, being tolerant. Do we all think we're tolerant? I've been around all three of you for a long time, and I think that you are all tolerant. I think I'm pretty tolerant of religions, of different things that come from a minority point of view, but there are a lot of Americans who are not tolerant. I used to say I was intolerant of intolerance, and so maybe I am, but there are a couple of examples that come to mind as I think about this. See what you all think about the various issues. Are we tolerant or intolerant? Most of us, for example, would like to have the American flag in the classroom. But there was a small group, a minority for sure, that came along and said, we don't like the flag in the classroom. So here in my hometown of Framingham, they took the flags out of the classroom. There is an argument about prayer in the classroom. You can make that argument, maybe make it stick. But to take the flag out of the classroom? Why? So, because a few people don't like it, screw them if they don't like it. That's our flag.
Who
Leave it
like,
there.
But who would have an issue?
Oh my God,
with the
Victoria,
flag
some
in,
people,
I don't get that.
There's a group of people, and they were just responsible for getting a young woman elected to the state, the state house job that my friend Chris Walsh had. She doesn't have a clue about anything, but the people behind them, there's a machine. It's a small, noisy machine that is working at these sorts of things, and I think this is an example of what goes across the country. We see things like this having, I don't know whether the transgender bathroom thing is an example of it, but I do think, as I think about stuff that has caused a stir, religions, how many of you know the story, and I would use the Jewish religion maybe more than I would the Muslim religion, but there are people, well, even the Catholic. When I was a kid, I remember somebody marrying a Catholic, and the mate said, you have to convert. You love me, you must convert to Catholicism. And I know it's happened in
Well, that's a Catholic rule. You don't get around that. My mom had to convert to Catholicism to marry my dad.
Nah, well,
that's
she had
rule.
To, or she
well,
decided
yes,
to.
If they,
so
if
they wouldn't have married her
church. If you want to get married in the church, then yeah you have
Isn't
to.
Isn't that pretty intolerant?
No, well, that's the rule of the Catholic Church. It's the rule of if you marry a conservative Jew. It's the same thing.
It's also how they make the religion move on. That's how they get their
They save the religion by making rules rather than making a good religion.
And that's a huge thing with every religion. They want to figure out how to bring more people in.
Right.
The Mormons are notorious for doing this. They're the ones that let kids go to church in groups of their age so that they fall in love with someone young and start another Mormon family. Muslims are like this. This is not something that's new to any religion.
No, but is it the right way to think? Does it mess up people's minds and their chances or their options to be happy?
Well, I think if you're missing with the point of tolerance, if is it tolerant to ask them to get married as Catholics? No. What would be intolerant would be if they said, well, only white people with the last name of Magoo get married in the Catholic Church. That's the only way you can get married here. Catholics and most religions will take anybody that's willing to convert.
And they're not saying that you can't get married ever. I mean, you can marry someone who's not Catholic. The church itself won't do it, though.
What kind of a religion is so intolerant or so maybe not intolerant, is so insecure that they have to make this kind of a deal in order to stay alive? That's me.
But that's like saying you want to play golf at the club but not join the country club. You know, it's like, I don't get what you're saying.
Play at a golf course that doesn't have, that's an open course if you don't want
to
join.
Okay, but
why in the
world
would you want
to
get married? Yeah, if you don't like Catholicism,
well,
why get married?
Because you're in love with somebody who's Catholic and you want to be with her.
You'll get married outside.
That's what I'm saying. But one who felt that she would go to hell if she didn't stay in the Catholic Church wouldn't let you do that. So
that's
get in the way.
That's not a decision for the Catholic Church, though. If you're in love with someone who is Catholic, then that's a discussion that you have with your partner. That doesn't really have anything to do with the church. If you decide you love them enough and they're not willing to get married outside of the church, then you either become Catholic so that you can be with them, or you say, well, if you don't want to get married outside because you're so focused on your religion and that's not important to me, then you don't marry that person.
Right. That person is the right person for you.
I'm Well, okay, so we agree to disagree. I have a different interpretation of tolerance. Maybe it comes from my being around people who are religionists who tried to get me to buy their soap, and I didn't like it. So I tend to be, maybe I'm the person, maybe I'm the example.
You should be a Quaker. We don't believe in converting anybody to anything. It's happy. A free-for-all.
I'm happy not being anything.
We don't even have priests. We
have
nobody.
I'm happy believing in God unfiltered and letting God...
We're unfiltered.
Yeah, and just letting God influence my life the way God does.
Exactly. See, I'm now proselytizing you. Come on, there be a Quaker.
16 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Honey. Honey.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put on some white noise?
Yeah, sure, babe, yeah.
So much better.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, ladies, did you know that in most states in our country, a wedding ring is exempt by law from inclusion among assets in a bankruptcy estate? This means that the wedding ring that you're wearing, Victoria, cannot be seized by a creditor no matter how much money you may owe. Your wedding ring, is safe. So
does that include the engagement rings?
Includes anything to do with the
wedding.
Because
that would explain why I've often seen some, you know, very rich bankrupt people with diamonds still on their hands. That explains it then.
There it is. Wedding rings are protected by the bankruptcy law. So those of you who want to get married and go bankrupt, here you go. Save that ring. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Demi Lovato selling her house, the home where she overdosed, the Hollywood Hills. They always, I love this, they refer to it as a mansion, listed at $9.45 million. I'll tell you, there's no mansion selling in Hollywood Hills for $9.45. There may be a mansion selling for $29 million, but $9 million bucks for a house in Hollywood Hills is no mansion. I'll tell you that. So that's the news media flipping around here. Anyway, how is she doing? That's more interesting than anything else. What's I mean, it's a 5,000 square foot house. No big deal. What's her story these days? How is she doing? Anybody know?
That we've heard that she's in rehab still, right?
Yeah. And Dr. Drew released something saying that her prognosis is good or something, saying that he had a chance to look at her case. I don't know. I hope she's doing well. I think it's nice to note that if you're looking for a fresh start, hey, you just sell your house and you move into a new one. That's not something that's afforded to the rest of us. Poor
schlubs,
usually.
I know where this house is. I'm looking at the description of the house. It has, I know exactly where it is, actually. One of those places up in the hills, Jennifer, where you have an unobstructed view from downtown to the Pacific. There are a couple of places like that up in the hills in Beverly Hills. And there are a few places, not many places in the Hollywood Hills can you see both sides of the hill. That is the ocean and downtown. There's a path that goes up near there. Yeah, I know this. I know where this generally is. Nice. You're paying for the view. Although there's nothing wrong with a 5,000 square foot house, but you're really paying that money. Actually, knowing where it is now, I'm surprised that they're only asking 9.5 for it. Because that view is hard to find up there. It's really, Ed McMahon's house was like that on the top of a hill. Did you ever go over to his house with me?
I did.
Jennifer? Yeah. Remember where it was right sort of there, that place on the top of the hill? You could see both into the city and then you could see down into the ocean. Only from his daughter's bedroom, though. All right, let's keep moving here. Musically speaking, on the DJ V Show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, now focusing on Dave Grohl, or more specifically on his voice, or the fact that he's lost it. So the Foo Fighters are working on rescheduling their dates, forced into it because of his losing his voice. The band show in Seattle managed to finish it off, at least for now. He's on mandatory vocal rest. He's in good spirits, however. He joked on social media, quote, "That's the last time I make out with Bono." Because Bono has the same thing, right? Weren't we talking about that earlier this week? He's lost his voice completely and had to cancel some of his upcoming shows. The Foo Fighters show in Edmonton takes place on October 22nd now. That was supposed to take place on the 4th of September. And then there was one scheduled for the 6th in Calgary. That'll be done on October the 23rd. Hoping that he'll be okay by then. You got a month resting your voice, that should be fine. If you have purchased tickets already, they'll be honored in the new dates. Refunds may be required, available at point of purchase till September 25th. Why would they put a limit on when they're available to be refunded? It's not the people who bought the tickets' fault. They can't, you know, the show doesn't take place. So how dare you say if you don't get your money back by the 25th of September, you won't get your money back? What kind of a deal is that?
Well, that's probably not the band. I'm sure that's some stupid Ticketmaster thing.
Well, so then the band should step in and say that's not right. That's what I'd do if it were me, 28 after.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.ca. That's BYLN.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy.
After things finally settled down at his contentious confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally speaks.
A judge must interpret statutes as written. A judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Earlier, Democrats had repeatedly tried to delay the opening of the hearing, which will continue today, and 70 demonstrators were arrested by Capitol Police. Gordon's downgraded from hurricane to tropical storm, but still pounding the Gulf Coast with rain as it moves inland after making landfall late last night. A child in Pensacola, Florida has been killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And the American way. That's what we have. Starting over on the DJV program for another half hour. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, joining your day to fight truth decay. I was thinking of tooth decay.
I like it.
A clever little. You like that? Write that down somewhere.
One out of eight dentists think you need to listen to the DJV show, I think.
Right. We're fighting truth decay, and here's Victoria to prove it.
Well, a name that's trending in the news is Jeffrey Owens. Now, you may or may not remember him. He was an actor. He was a regular on The Cosby Show. And he's in the news now because someone took a picture of him at his current job, which happens to be working at Trader Joe's, and they started job-shaming him. It went viral, and so much so that he actually...
Who's doing this?
Somebody took a picture of him at Trader Joe's and posted it online, and then it just went viral. So they were job shaming him, and which is really awful. And so the story got so big, he actually appeared on Good Morning America Tuesday morning, and he said that he felt that people were trying to job shame him, but he said, quote, every job is worthwhile and valuable, and he said what's more important is the honor of the working person and the dignity of the work, which is, he's handling all this in a very, very classy way.
Yeah.
He said there is no job that's better than another. It may pay better, and it may have better benefits, and it may look better on paper, but it's not better. Every job is worthwhile. And so now, of course, because he's handling things so well, well. He's getting a lot of support from people who are not job-shaming him. And Kara and I were actually talking about this off the air. Everyone I've ever seen who works at Trader Joe's is very happy. And Kara said that they have, like, good benefits and stuff. So
they do.
Maybe he's happy working at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. And it's not like he hasn't been doing any kind of acting. I'm looking at his IMDb page. He was he starred in Elementary last year. I know you like that show. He he was in one of the episodes. He was on The Blacklist. He was on Lucifer, Blue Blood. So he starred in a bunch of shows that are doing pretty well.
Yeah,
but when you show up in one episode every now and then, it's it doesn't pay that much. You've got to do something else on the side to keep funding your passion. And the idea that someone would, you know, take a picture of him and then take a shot and say, shouldn't he be doing better than this now? And he doesn't have to work at Trader Joe's. It's just silly to me.
And let's also look at the elephant in the room, which is the Bill Cosby elephant. And that is that he played Alvin. He was Sandra's husband on the Cosby Show. And if for someone like him, who is an actor, who's a working actor, he's not someone who can just rest on his laurels, right, or his past. When you pull all of the episodes, all of the syndication of The Cosby Show, which has happened, I'm sure this guy is probably struggling for some cash right now. I'm sure many of the actors from that show are struggling because they were banking on getting syndication money, and now that's gone. Everybody's wiped The Cosby Show off of the radar like we're supposed to forget it was even there.
Yeah, well, the sad thing is he no longer works at Trader Joe's now because of all of this scandal. And he was working at, lives in New Jersey and was working at a Jersey Trader Joe's. It actually might be the one near me now that I think about it.
check it out.
Yeah, well, so he said he had worked there for a long time and people had recognized him in the past, but he said it was never an issue. And he said everybody was always
Why
very cool about it.
Why should it be an issue?
Right, he said everybody was always cool about
it. How dare they?
He said he hasn't had an acting job that has lasted more than 10 weeks since he left The Cosby Show, but he's also taught acting at Yale, and he's worked at other jobs in the entertainment industry, and he said that the reason he worked at Trader Joe's, he said, I wanted a job where I had some flexibility if auditions came up in New York. So that makes sense. That's what a lot of working actors do.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's too bad, but
I have a feeling he won't be out of work long now. Somebody will give him something, I think.
That'd be great, yeah.
There's a lot of sympathy for this guy. I think everybody kind of feels sorry.
Well, he's a likable,
silly.
He even looks like a likable kid. And you know.
Well, he's 57, but sure.
Well, he's
not a kid, but
a kid
he does have a likable face, yes.
Yeah, he does, yeah. All right, other names in the news. Kevin Spacey, Steven Seagal, and Anthony Anderson, three stars who have been accused of sexual assault, won't be charged in three different cases because the statute of limitations has expired or their accusers refuse to talk to police, according to the L.A. District Attorney's Office. I didn't remember Anthony Anderson was in on this.
Oh, yeah. That was new. I didn't hear that. Maybe that was in L.A.
No,
I didn't hear that.
Story? I don't know that story.
Just more of the same accusations against him.
Well, I mean, look at all the stuff he's in now. He's got a game show on TV. He's in Black-ish. He's got quite a... if you go back to when he was on Law and Order, I think that's when he first got to be well known. But he's had a lot of acting credits. So he's a very recognizable face. I'd say that he's not certainly the par with Kevin Spacey, but he is more well known or certainly more recognized these days for his acting than being exposed than Steven Seagal. I don't know, Steven Seagal hasn't done anything, obviously, by looking at his girth lately.
Russia, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's an honorary Russian citizen anyway.
Well, I think now, maybe now he doesn't want to come back here because of these allegations. Mm-hmm. He still has others against him, I think, beyond this.
Right, and so does Spacey, right?
Spacey's got a lot.
Spacey's only 59. Seagal is 66. So, at that point, there's a lot of stuff against. I don't want to... You know what? Going back and going through all those accusations doesn't... The update is that at least in these circumstances, those guys, whether they breathe, Anthony Anderson maybe is the one who breathes the easiest because I don't think there were that many things against him. But I don't remember what they were specifically, and I don't know that it's important to rehash the stuff. Do you? Does anybody think we ought to talk more about that? And what the problems were with...
I think he's definitely the one who's probably got the most to gain from this because the L.A. district attorney is the one who is investigating him, I think, on all the charges that were brought up against him.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kevin Spacey has multiple jurisdictions looking at him, and same thing, Steven Seagal's problems go far beyond anything. So,
all right, next name in the news is Steve Bannon, who was invited to a some kind of a festival, and the New Yorker was putting it on, and now they have rescinded their invitation. A lot of high-profile writers and producers and directors who are speaking started to take shots at him. Judd Apatow said, if Bannon is at the New Yorker festival, I'm out. I won't take part in an event that normalizes hate. I hope the New Yorker will do the right thing and cancel him. So is this fair or unfair?
I don't know. I don't know why Steve Bannon was involved or invited to this at all. I don't get it. It's the New Yorker. Like, that's kind of a head-scratcher.
Well,
to me.
And everyone else I know, John Mulaney, who is a comedian, he's on, or he used to write for SNL. He's done his own comedy stuff. He was one of the speakers there. They were going to have, it seemed like everyone involved was kind of an artist, and then Steve Bannon was added last minute right before the tickets went on sale. It sounds like all of the planning in this has been going on for a long time with booking the other artists, so it just seems odd. It seems like they kind of stuck him in there last minute, hoping that people, I think, wouldn't have a chance to drop out because tickets were about to go on sale, but it's just, I don't know. It seems very odd because
what's
the audience that would be going to see Judd Apatow and John Mulaney would not be
Jim
there.
Jim Carrey is supposed to be there. Jimmy Fallon is supposed to be there.
It just seems odd because the people, like, I mean, the people who are going to see them are not the people who are going to go see Steve Bannon. So I don't know if he wanted an audience and was paying a bunch of money so to try and get in front of people. I can't think of any other reason why they would bring him on. Besides,
maybe because we're talking about it.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think he's got a lot of money to pay a lot of people right now, so it would surprise me.
Seems
who has a lot? What are you talking about?
Steve Bannon.
I don't think Steve Bannon has the money to pay for an appearance at the New York with the New Yorker. I think they must.
You have to pay to go there?
No, Carol.
No, that's what I was implying. That I don't know why they would have brought him without paying.
Oh.
But
I think he lost his show on Sirius too, right?
Yes.
So what is his source of income right now? Is he's gone from Breitbart, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's got the money.
I get it. I'm wrong. I guess they just wanted people to talk about the whole thing, and now we are. Because I had never heard of it before. It's just, I don't even know what it is. It's just some kind of festival.
I don't either.
Artsy.
It's another reason to get money out of people who want to be seen, much as anything else, with some of these people. Bannon said, quote, David Remnick, who is the guy that runs the New Yorker, showed he was gutless when confronted by the howling online mob. That's actually a pretty good description. The howling online mob. That describes some of these characters perfectly. So he's had a bad day, needs to hit the restart button. Who knows what that leads to. But we're having a good day here. The good day continues after a message or two. As a matter of fact, I have something very special for Victoria right after this.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, from the food news department, here's something exciting, especially if you live in New Jersey, where Victoria does. You're familiar with Taylor ham?
Pork roll. Yep. I don't eat it, but that's what it's called in Jersey. Yep.
Favorite lunch meat in New Jersey. They have made a leap from sandwiches to a new ice cream.
Oh.
He's been holding the story for 2 days for you.
That is wrong.
That's I scream, wrong. You scream, we all scream at Taylor Ham being in ice cream. The fellow who runs the... Actually, this guy got together with an ice cream company, Windy Brow Farms. Do you know them?
I do not.
No, they're a big, apparently...
And I'm happy I don't know them if they're making this kind of ice cream.
Yes.
No, they're not making ham-flavored ice cream. They're just making
Putting ham in the ice cream.
See, it's weird, because objectively, like, I like to dip my french fries in ice cream every now and then, or, like,
you do?
In a frosty. Yeah, like,
oh, my God.
A lot of people do that, dipping french fries in a frosty. That's great. Taste. So, objectively, I could see dipping, like, a piece of bacon in some vanilla ice cream, but there's something about actually putting it in the ice cream and having it frozen. That sounds really gross to me.
Yeah.
I'm imagining like limp ham mixed in with your ice cream.
It's in maple vanilla ice cream. They mix ham with maple vanilla ice cream.
So they're trying to do like maple bacon is a thing.
Right.
And, yeah. So that's what they're trying. Ugh. That's so
the guy who runs Windy Brow Farm said, quote, "It's not pleasant when you think about pork roll alone.
Yeah.
But it's pretty pleasant in maple-flavored ice cream."
No.
Well, he would say that. He's trying to sell it.
Yeah.
French toast tossed in there.
The slogan can't be, "It's as gross as you think it is."
They have cranberry creamsicle at this outfit. They've got corn in their ice cream now.
That's even worse to me.
No,
tomatoes in their ice cream.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Ricotta cheese in their ice cream. What kind of crap is this?
Well, ricotta cheese, people eat ricotta cheesecake. So
in ice cream?
No, but I'm just saying, like, ricotta is used in a lot of desserts.
Prosciutto ice cream.
Desserts. That's gross.
That is gross. Anyway, if you want to see what really good ice cream is all about, go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-D.
Oh, that's the whole point. That's
EastleyFarm.com and check out the ice cream there. No ham in my ice cream. Ham on the air, but not on the ice cream. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Weekly visit with Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show. If you have a pet, you need to be listening to this program. Find out where it is by going to petshow.com. And you also should be taking advantage of Warren and his genius. He's created a series of vitamin and mineral concoctions, one for dogs, one for cats, called Hugs and Kisses. And it isn't because I need another bottle of Hugs and Kisses for my friend Daisy May that I'm promoting this on the air. It's just that I like to help out my friend Warren, who is one of the most fabulous people that I know in this business. So here's the dilemma with Daisy. About once a month I go to Los Angeles this time of year to see my kids and my grandchild. So I'm gone for a couple of days and I come back Sunday night. She's asleep. She's happy to see me. But, you know, that's the end of that. It doesn't last long because we're going to bed. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. So the next morning I get up and I see a pile of poop on the floor. And she hasn't pooped in the house for quite a long time. And then she comes upstairs and pees on the rug. And I'm thinking, I was annoyed at first. And then I started thinking, so I'm going to bring the theory to you. Is there something that she's telling me? Is she annoyed at me because I go and then come back? Why is she pooping and peeing when she hasn't done that for quite a while in the house? Well, annoying is something that dogs and cats don't get, so they're not annoyed at you, okay? Basically, what's happening is you took this dog from a horrendous situation. You took this dog from hell and gave her a home in heaven, okay? So, therefore, she went from a situation where everything was horrible to a situation where everything's good based on Doug. Doug is now gone, and Doug is sleeping. So, what the dog is doing, and I joked before we got on here about Hansel and Gretel, but dogs and cats will leave their poop or their urine as a way for you to either find your way home or to pay attention to them. So basically, the dog is not doing it as an angry thing or to be mad at you. She's doing it because she's feeling stressed and insecure, and she remembers early on, probably the first few times you were with her when she had an accident, that you paid a lot of attention to her, therefore looking for it. So don't get angry with her. The best way to resolve it, just clean it up. Make sure you clean it up with something that neutralizes.
Yeah.
Can't use anything with ammonia, okay?
Yeah.
Clean it up. Then what you do is just spend more time in that area with her, and the other thing that you can do is just take a little bit of her dry food or a little bit of treats, put them in the area where she pooped. Don't say another word, because if you yell at her for going in one area, she'll just pick another area. Just put her food down once. If she goes again, the food down twice. And I promise you, Doug, you'll be walking around the house barefoot in no time.
Oh, I was. I think that's how I noticed it in one place anyway.
Yeah, but it's never anger. I mean we always read, you know, a dog's angry, the dog's mad, the dog will show us, the cat will show. No,
well, it
no,
used to be, I thought they were punishment poops.
No, no. Revenge is a human quality, okay? Animals don't have revenge.
Don't have
so basically,
right.
When they do something, that's my job, is to figure out why they're doing it. And it's usually due to stress, anxiety, or fear of their guardian not coming back.
Got it. Okay. All right, here's a new study showing that goats much prefer to be around happy, smiling faces rather than angry, disgruntled ones. I have four new goats on the farm, and I wonder, they make a lot of noise when there are people around, not when there are people not around. And they seem to be interested in Daisy, too, and the horses that are there and the cows that are there. And apparently they know how to interpret human facial expressions. That seems rather strange, Warren.
Why would you doubt that? You've been around cows your whole life. And
yeah, they have facial expressions. You're right.
Yeah, well, but they all judge us on facial, especially goats. There's so many great. One of my favorite goats is the little pygmy goats, or I love the Nubian goats. They're just amazing animals. I'm going to drop a name here. Years ago, I trained a goat for Lily Tomlin, a little pygmy goat named Bucky.
Aww.
I taught how to walk on a leash and a harness and do kind of a few little tricks here. Amazing animals, goats. I don't think they get the credit they should. And I think, you know, having a pygmy goat, they're not really noisy unless you're not paying attention to them. They're kind of like kids. If you're not paying attention to them, they will get your attention one way or the other, either by running into your butt with their head or by making a lot of noise.
I was with somebody last night who said that she liked pigs, wanted to have pigs as a pet, and I said, you are out of your mind.
I just posted a picture last week on my Facebook of my 1,200-pound pig, Corky, the one I rescued that lived upstate with me. 1,200 pounds, the first pig that ever skateboarded, and the most emotional animals ever. Pigs have every emotion.
Right, you got to pay a lot of attention to them, and they'll be just like other pets. But if you don't, and you expect them to, when they're full grown, if nobody's been around them, for them to like you, you aren't going to have a big surprise, because they can be really nasty when they haven't had people around them. But they're like anything else. You can domesticate anything, pretty much, if you want to. There's proof positive that animals are wonderful. Warren Eckstein proves that to us every time he's here on the DJV program.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.